أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا صدق الله العظيم. Thus far, for the past few days, we have been discussing some of the features of Dajjal, and we have realized the deception that he will cause, and those who have slightest doubt in the iman, nifaq and hypocrisy, they will fall prey to the various ploys and plots of Dajjal. Those who have true and sincere iman, and may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those, they will recognize that this is a ploy and this is the plot, and they will reject Dajjal. From today, inshallah, we will discuss a little bit about the pre-Dajjal period, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the steps that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken, besides the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who would sit from time to time with sahaba and warn them about this great fitna. But together with that also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken great steps. Now when we look at the signs of qiyamah, we will find that they are generally divided into two categories. Some ulama have divided them into three categories also, but the two categories, one is the minor signs of qiyamah. These minor signs of qiyamah are not minor in the sense that they are small issues, they are great, but of course comparatively to the great emergence of, for example, the Dajjal or the Gog and the Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, these seem to be a little bit minor than those major signs. So amongst these great signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made of Qiyamah, one is the coming of the Mahdi. Now with regards to the Mahdi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had spoken about him, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam described him as being a person from the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In certain hadiths, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was more specific. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that he will be from the offspring of Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Then more specific with regards to his name, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said his name will be my name, that is Muhammad. And secondly, his father's name will be my father's name, that is Abdullah. And in certain narrations we find his mother's name also will resemble that of my mother, and that is Hazrat Amina. So hence we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very specific in these type of descriptions, and Mahdi will appear before the appearance of Dajjal according to most of the scholars of Hadith. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, we discussed yesterday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had divulged the identity of the Ashabi Kahf, the cave, the location, etc. to the people of that time, the king being a pious person making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that way the establishment of the resurrection and the coming of the day of Qiyamah was made known and apparent to the people. Now after the Ashabi Kahf had passed away and died, then obviously the people wanted to create some kind of memorial for them. Some building had to be built. Now although the king himself was a Muslim, a person of Iman, a person that believed in Allah and the hereafter, and of course there were those in his amongst his ministers that believed in the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there was also those who were idolaters, those who prayed to idols, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to them, إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ, that they now began to dispute amongst themselves what kind of memorial must be put up. The idolaters wanted some kind of temple to be put up, and the believers obviously wanted a form of a masjid to come up over there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانَا, the people said that let's put for these people some form of a structure, some form of a building. So this argument carried on for a short while, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Amongst the arguments of the people were some of them were arguing about the origin of the Ashabi Kahf, for how long they had lived and those type of historical details, because they did not have that opportunity to find out everything from them. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ, their Rabb has more knowledge knowledge with regards to them. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out to the fact that one very great difficulty this ummah is going to go through. وَلَا تَخْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Bani Israel is very specific about this, that we should not pursue that things about which we do not have knowledge. We are going to waste our time with regards to this, and time will carry on going. People will argue about intellectual issues and they will forget the very basic thing about practice and amal. Hence Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ. Those people whose authority was dominant, that was the king and his ministers, they said, لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا, that we will put as a memorial for these people a masjid, a house in which people will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the commentators have said that this is exactly what happened, that a masjid was put very close by to the cave, and in that people would come and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here also is a very important point, that again their names were inscribed on a plaque that was placed near the cave or on the cave, and this became a remembrance for the people for many, many years. When we sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we fulfill the commandments of Allah and we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself takes the responsibility of looking after us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after our izzat. Allah ta'ala looks after our honor. And that is a very, very important aspect that we should remember. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam left Makkah Mukarrama with Hazrat Hajira, and she required water and she went between Safa and Marwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left that memorial till the day of Qiyamah. So like that, we should try all of us to leave some form of legacy, so those after us will continue that legacy and it will become a means of reward for us till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.